This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rose Oconee Historical Society. Last week for Valentine's Day, I read Shirley Willeen Lanius' story of how she and her husband, Duane, met when he was a young announcer at the new Roseau radio station, KRWB, in 1965. She told me the names of some of the earlier employees at the station, and I'll show some of their romantic beginnings in Roseau, too. Bruce Tolsman was one of the first two announcers hired right out of Brown Institute in Minneapolis. He remembers being at KRWB when a telegraph came from the FCC giving the news station permission to start broadcasting. Mo Church and Roseau paid the station to transmit their Sunday services, and Bruce was at church one Sunday to make sure their equipment worked properly during that broadcast. A young lady named Diane Wold happened to be singing that day, and they met and were married in the fall of 1963. Bruce and Diane moved away in 1966 and are currently living in Redwood Falls. He retired from radio some time ago and has been a county commissioner in the years since then. He is also involved in the local historical society where he lives. Bruce and Jim Johnson were classmates at Brown and hired at the same time. Jimmy went by the name Jimmy J on the air. Dudu Lund was part of the radio club in high school, and as a senior, they went to the radio station where she first saw Jimmy J at work. Later in the summer, she was working at Earl's Drive-In as a car hop. She went to pick up his tray from his car window, and he asked her out. She said no, because she could tell he'd been partying. The next night he came back, sober as a judge, she said, and asked her out again. They dated, and it wasn't long before he called to tell her he had a surprise for her, which turned out to be an engagement ring. Her plans for college were put aside for marriage. They moved around for a few years for his job, living in Fargo, Lincoln, and Des Moines. By then, they were parents, and she said that was the last move she was going to make. They raised three kids together and celebrated 50 years of marriage before he passed away. Incidentally, Diane Wold and Dudu were good friends and sang for each other's weddings. Hal Bakke came shortly after Bruce and Jimmy J. He met Joan Ellenson when she was working at the bank in Warroad. Later that night, they met up at the Roseau Fair. Their first date was to the Roseau Dairy Queen. Their romance blossomed quickly. They got married the day after Valentine's Day in 1964 and lived in Warroad during all their years together. Larry Hiller met his future wife on a blind date. She was Christy Hansen from Warroad, one of seven daughters of Carol and Lucy Hansen, living on her Norwegian great-grandfather's homestead. Christy was working at a cafe in Warroad. They started dating in the summer of 1963. He proposed to her at Christmas, and they were married in March of 1964. They lived in the Eastside Trailer Park in Roseau for about 9 months. Then his friend Jimmy J helped secure a job for him at Lincoln, Nebraska. They spent time in Fargo over the years with stints in Colorado Springs and Singapore, where Larry was part of a broadcasting consulting team. Christy's job eventually took them to Denver, and after 38 years in the broadcasting business, Larry retired from it there. Another employee of the radio station was Francis Carlson, who applied for an advertised job of receptionist, gradually taking on more duties, writing some advertising, helping with marketing, and keeping the programming schedule. Eventually, she also had a radio show of her own geared toward women, on which she shared household hints, inspirational messages, and recipes. One of her faithful fans when he was home was Craig Kvarnlof, who often called in and always requested recipes with cinnamon in them. Frances had moved here years earlier from Chicago with her new husband, Einar Carlson. She and Einar also had a romantic beginning. Frances had a friend who had been writing to Einar in the service for quite a while, but she had her eye on a new beau. She handed Einar's last letter to Frances and suggested that she should start writing to him. They wrote back and forth for about a year before they met in person. They had one date after he got out of the service before they got married, and then moved right to his family farm north of Salo. They lived there for a couple years with her father-in-law in the old family home, with no running water or electricity. By the time she applied for this job, they were living on their own farm west of Roseau, and she had 6 kids at home. Farming wasn't something she had grown up with, so it was a real treat for her to get a job out in the community. During the county fair, KRWB set up a booth out there, and Frances designed posters encouraging people to come out and meet the stars of KRWB. Dick Seemers met Betty Stites at the Roseau Bowling Lanes owned by her parents, affectionately known by all as Ma and Pa Stites. He and a couple of others lived in the East Trailer Court, so it was easy to keep in touch with each other. They married in about 1966 or 67, and they then moved to Willmar, Minnesota, and managed a bowling lanes for several years, and then on to Mankato, Minnesota, worked on a radio station there, and then ended up in Central Point, Oregon, in the Medford area. He worked on radio there and also at the bowling lanes in Medford until he passed away on Christmas Day of 2012 or 13, according to Betty's sister, Jean Peterson. Betty remains in Central Point and runs Southern Oregon Trophy Shop. Dick and Betty have 3 boys and 1 girl, and 1 grandson, 1 granddaughter, and 1 great-grandson. This story doesn't include all the stories it could, but it gives you an idea of how much those new people added to and influenced the area. Like Shirley said, love was in the air. Thanks to all who helped me gather these stories and to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.